Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, newly afternoon to all of you out on the East Coast. Yep, solar eclipse day. We are not in totality here in Montana, but still excited to experience it. Okay, I have the absolute pleasure today of kicking off a brand new series that we are really excited to bring to you all. So, this series is going to be hosted by our science team. So many people that I'm sure that you all are familiar with and know incredibly well. We have Dr. Jamie McManus, we have Torrence Rogers and Les Wong, who, and then myself, we are going to be the core team. And of course, each month we'll bring in special guests so you're going to get to engage with and experience our science team. So the intention of this monthly meeting, now today we're doing it on our Mission Possible call, but moving forward, these are going to be on the first Thursday of every month. So first Thursday of every single month, and they'll be at 9 Pacific time, 10 Mountain time, 11 Central time, 12 Eastern time. And what we are going to do is they're scheduled for an hour, but they probably won't last quite that long unless you all have tons of questions. But they're going to be divided up into three segments. So the first third of our what we're calling office hours. So kind of taking you back to your college days when you would, go to your professor's office if you had some questions or just wanted a little bit more time to learn. That's what we are titling these. So the first third of these office hours are going to be dedicated to talking about a health topic. So it's going to be a health topic that's relevant for the month. We're really going to try to sync these with our wellness community topics, our marketing calendar, our promotions. So it's really going to armor you all for, you'll have that knowledge going into the month to be really up to speed on the science related to the topics of the month. And then the second third, we are going to discuss a product or a couple products that are relevant to that health topic. So today we're going to be talking about stress and mood. And then we are going to do a little bit of background on Cheer Up and Chill Out, and then really quickly chat about Mood Lift and Stress Relief Complex. Today, since this is our first one, we also thought that we would do a quick refresher on the Shackley difference. So Les is going to share some information on the Shackley difference, but then we'll dive into the stress and mood with Dr. Jamie, and then discuss Cheer Up and Chill Out and Stress Relief Complex and Mood Lift. I will do that. Okay, so that'll be the second third of the session. And then the last third, we're going to open it up to questions and answers. So throughout the presentation, if you have any questions, please feel free to drop them in the chat. And Torrence will be kind of managing those, and he'll surface the questions to the team, and we will answer them for you. So this is really intended to be an engaging experience. I think, Kathy, they have the ability to turn their cameras on, do they? If you do, we'd love to see your faces. Like we said, please, this is, we want this really to be an opportunity for you all to engage with us, ask questions that you have. Even if you're just excited about something, share. So we are so incredibly excited about this. I hope you all are too. This is going to be recorded. So we're going to record that first session, section, which is the background information again today on the Shackley difference and stress and mood, and then the product training on Cheer Up and Chill Out. And then we're going to stop the recording for the Q&A and also the live stream in Facebook. So if you are on Facebook and want to quickly jump out of Facebook and come into the webinar, we'll give you a few minutes to hop on over. But again, recording and Facebook live stream will be stopped after I chat about Cheer Up and Chill Out. Okay, so with that, I'm going to dive in. I'm going to introduce Les, who has been with us for, we're just chatting about how long he's been with us. I think the second most tenured employee here at Shackley. It is, he's been working over in regulatory affairs for the last several years, and we are so fortunate for him to come back over to our product and education group with Dr. Jamie and Torrence and I. So I hope you all are excited to hear from him as I am. Okay, let's go. Les.
Well, I'm very thanks for the introduction. I'm super excited to sort of be back with this group. These are my people here, Dr. Jamie and Torrence and now Aaron. So I'm happy to be back with this group, and then also sharing some of my history and the science with so many of you in the field. I've seen a whole bunch of names come up, many old friends, and hopefully some new friends as well. I'm honored to be able to talk about One of my favorite topics, and one of the reasons I'm still here after many, many years, it's the Shackley difference. And when we talk about the Shackley difference, I'm talking about, our watchwords basically are safe, proven, and guaranteed. And those are three topics that are very much capture the core mission of who we are and what we've done here at Shackley. But it's so much more than that. And I'm going to spend, 10 or 15 minutes with you this morning just trying to share and educate and bring some of this more to life for you all. So on the next slide, we basically now talk about Shackley, where health meets science meets nature. And, as someone who's been here for like four decades, I've seen this evolve and morph from sort of different versions of this, but they all capture some of the same things. We've been creating healthier lives. We've been one of the early ones that I was, that I was here for a long time, was products in harmony with nature and good health. And so when you look at who we've defined ourselves as, our kind of logo and our icons, it's basically three things. It's health, it's driven by science, and keeping an awareness and a partnership with nature. And it really started, really almost, over 100 years ago with Dr. Shackley. And then he started this great company almost 70 years ago now. It's kind of amazing to me. And one of the things we've always done, we've designed our products based on sound science to meet real nutritional needs. That's been a corporate responsibility for us. And we've created good products, sound products based on science. And I think we've really earned the trust of consumers worldwide, not only here in the US, but in so many countries around the world in which I've worked as well, representing Shackley as well. I like to say Shackley puts our best scientists, thousands of hours and years of work into making sure that every product really, again, is safe, proven, and guaranteed. And when you talk about the first of those points on the next slide, Shackley products are safe. That's our number one priority. That's the first thing that we are considering. And one of the things that has always been important for us is, what are the ingredients that go into our products? Well, we're proud that our ingredients go through a very technical and ethical screening process and evaluation. And what I think over the years has been hashed out scientifically in our R&D and science groups is what we should not be including in some of our products. And really, we didn't follow the fads, we didn't follow the trends, we followed the science. And so what we didn't and haven't included in our products is really just important as those ingredients that we do include in the products. And I think that's important for you all to know. Our ingredient screening process on the next slide is also something we're quite proud of. It really has set the bar in the industry. Shackley screens every new botanical ingredient for over 350 plus different contaminants, including heavy metals, residual solvents, irradiation, and various forms of microbial contamination. And what's important about this goes beyond any regulatory requirement or standard in any country in the world, but it is something that is a Shackley standard, and you can rest assured and be assured that our standards are going to be as high, the highest, or higher than anyone else's in the industry. In the next slide, what I like to talk about is the amount of testing that we do on our products. And it's well over 100,000 tests annually. And these are physical, chemical, microbial, all sorts and all quality testing to ensure both our ingredients, the raw materials, and the finished products are safe for you, your family, and the planet, as I'll talk about more. And we like to say that safety is built in by design. It's not something that's left to chance. And again, that's part of the Shackley difference. Well, the next part of the Shackley difference is proven. And there are a couple of different ways I like to look at proven, but number one is basically proven by science. And this slide is an important one. Dr. Jamie is going to talk a little more to this a bit later. This is a slide of the Health Resource Clinical Research Study Archive that's in the Shackley Health Resource webpage that's available to you all. Again, Dr. Jamie will talk about more about navigating that and what you can find in it. And the only thing that I want to point out here is that we've got a whole list of all the clinical studies and scientific presentations and abstracts that have been published in peer-reviewed scientific journals, other scientific journals, or presented at prestigious scientific meetings worldwide. And that number is up to 142. You can see that right there. I mean, we've got 142 studies that we've supported, that support our products, that support basic health and nutrition sciences that Shackley has been a big part and a big proponent of over the years. Again, something that we in the science group are really proud of and something that you can be proud of as well. We've had so many good studies from fascinating studies from the telomere studies from Elizabeth Blackburn to all of the Vital-E studies that have been done. We just reviewed this with our science team, and there are multiple studies on, you know, previous versions of Vital-E and multivitamins, and we take that knowledge and we use that to help evolve and create and improve our products. You know, our science doesn't stand still. We stay current with the new science that's coming out and make sure our products and our offerings represent the latest that the science has to offer. When you look at Dr. Paul Jakes, he's at Tufts University. He was the lead author on the Landmark Study 2. So speaking of the Landmark Study, probably our most prestigious and important and impactful, let's say that, the most impactful studies that we've published over the years include the two Landmark Studies. This is the first one. Dr. Jamie and I are proud to be co-publishers and co-authors of this. And this was important because, as I recall, there were we looked at 278 Shackley supplement users who'd been using products from 20 years and longer. And this was really one of the first studies of long-term users of dietary supplements. And we compared our Shackley long-term users to either non-users of supplements or users of just a multivitamin or a single multivitamin, something like that. And the results were impressive. On the next page, I'm just going to review some of the findings. And that is our people, our Shackley supplement users had 33%, a third lower levels of triglycerides supporting heart health, 36% lower levels of blood homocysteine supporting cognitive health, 59% levels of lower levels of C-reactive protein, a marker of biological stress. And one of the details I remember is none of our people had a high risk level for this C-reactive protein. Just an amazing finding in this study. And then 32% higher levels of HDL or the good cholesterol associated with a healthier heart. And so that was a very impressive study published, you know, about 15 years ago or so. In Landmark 2, this was a follow-up that was done 10 years after the original, the Landmark Study 1. It was undertaken in 2015, again, in partnership with Paul Jakes at Tufts University. And this is one that still looked, I believe it was about 175 of the original Shackley cohort was studied in this one, again, compared against non-supplement users and users of single multivitamins. And the results, again, very, very impressive. We weren't surprised, but it's important for us to do this type of work to publish the findings with our high level authors, and this gets out in the public domain, and the research findings help support our case at Shackley. 32% lower levels of triglycerides. These were people again who had been taking now Shackley supplements for 30 years or more, and the benefit and the results were similarly impressive. 13% lower levels of homocysteine, 36% lower levels of C-reactive protein, and some additional things that we looked at. We looked at different biomarkers of health, and we looked at markers of glycemic control, and we showed that our Shankly population had significant lower glucose, insulin, and hemoglobin A1c levels, very important for glycemic control. And then when we looked at markers of healthy weight, we knew the Shankly population was a healthier population, but we found a significant lower BMI with the Shankly population. And something that we see all the time in our Shankly population, but to have it conducted in an objective, peer-reviewed study and published in prestigious journals is important to solidify the Shankly scientific credibility that we have all supported for so many years. In the next slide, there's some other things that we looked at with regard to the landmark study too, and that our Shankly population had significantly lower medication usage across all age groups. And so interesting, when you look at 97% lower medication use in the younger population from 20 to 39, 89% lower bed use in 40 to 59-year-olds, and 83% lower bed use in those 60 and older. Just a fascinating finding and observation from the study, again, supporting the overall health and wellness of the Shankly population and leading the Shankly, healthy lifestyles. The next slide basically shows a summary kind of the two studies sort of lumped together. Although on average, the Shankly population was 15 years older than the comparisons group, those who used a broad array of Shankly dietary supplements had higher, more optimum blood nutrient levels, more optimal levels, biomarkers of health, and better health outcomes, lower medication use, and a lower diabetes and heart disease prevalence. So findings that weren't unexpected, but so satisfying to be able to get down on paper, after doing the objective peer-reviewed research. The next part of proven that I like to talk about is people. And there are many types of people that we can talk about that prove the benefits or the success of Shankly. On this next slide, this is an interesting slide. It's the Shankly has helped power seven of Time Life Books' greatest adventures of all time. Now, this was published back when Time and Life magazine were tremendous publications that have iconic photos and capture iconic experiences and of life and extraordinary adventures. And a number of these were included in this book that came out about 20 years ago. One of the events was the Daedalus flight, and this was a flight that I happened to be involved with. And this is a flight where we actually created the Shankly performance, which I believe is now Shankly Hydrate Plus. And this was the sport drink that was developed to power the world record for human-powered flight, recreating the mythical flight of Daedalus and Icarus. And the pilot, which is a world-class cyclist, Kanellis Kanellopoulos, a Greek cycling champion, was powered only by Shankly performance for the entire flight. That was one of the amazing things that we've been involved with in terms of being one of the greatest adventures of all time. There were a number of Mount Everest expeditions, unsupported trips by dog sled to both the North and South Poles, just some amazing adventurers that Shankly has fueled and supported for these incredibly demanding athletic endeavors and feats. The next slide shows one of the favorite projects that I ever worked on, and this was the space shuttle program for the United States. And Shankly created a sports drink, a custom rehydration beverage, sort of based on our Shankly performance technology. But we had to meet specific demands of space flight, including caloric restrictions and so forth. And so, interestingly enough, for 20 years, Shaklee was the only sports drink that was taken on the space shuttle flights. And that's something that I think we can all be proud of with that particular program. In the box there is a thank you note from some of the astronauts on STS flight STS-58, which was the first flight that we were involved, that Shaklee was involved with. But when you talk about people, there's amazing athletes, Olympic athletes that we've worked with. There are these adventurers. But to me, over my 40 some odd years with Shaklee, the most amazing people and the most proof of our products working is some of the many people I've met out in the field through my various travels and just over time working with many of you folks in the field. Interesting, the landmark study showed that people who took Shaklee supplements had markedly better health as compared to those who just took a multivitamin or no supplements at all. But when you take a look, and the next slide has some interesting data, when you look at a survey of people who use a broad array of Shaklee supplements, well, there's 88% report that they feel younger than their actual age. Well, I'm probably one of those. I wasn't in the survey, but I'm probably one of those. 83% rate their overall health is excellent or very good. 95% agree they look younger than their actual age, and 90% agree that they're more active than most people their age. And I know this, I'm not sure if this is supposed to include me or not. I feel like I would have answered yes to the same thing. I take my handful of Shaklee supplements each morning. I have my protein shake, which is sort of spiked with, as you know, berries and fruit and whatever green veggies I have. And I have that every morning. And I think it is a formula with the shake and with the supplementation, a formula for healthier living that I like to, you know, think that I live with. And I think that many of you as well, because when I look at the audiences that I see within a Shaklee meeting, and the next slide kind of addresses this, there are many people of different ages, of different backgrounds, of who live in different places, but we all share one thing, or we all share a dedication and a commitment to health and wellness. And part of that is with our healthy shakes and our supplementation and living the right way and doing the right thing. And so we all share that. And that's an important proof point, I think, for our Shaklee population. The last part of the safe, proven, and guaranteed thing is guaranteed. And, you know, guarantee isn't something I talk about a lot, but when you look at the details, all of our products are 100% guaranteed, even if they're used up. We believe in the safety and performance of all of our products so much that we have this 100% guarantee and 100% full refund, even if the container is empty. You know, we've done some numbers that I don't know the current numbers, but I believe that the numbers show that it's only a small fraction of 1% of products that have been returned over the years, which basically, again, is a testament to the fact that people are satisfied with our products because we build them to work. We build them for safety. We build them for efficacy. And I think the proof is in partly in a very super low return rate over the years. Now I want to move away from that. I want to talk about something that Shaklee's been involved with that's not part of our safe, proven, guaranteed. But one thing I like to talk about is Shaklee has always been green. We believe the planet deserves to be protected. We were green when green was just a color, not a movement, not a definition of sustainability and environmental stewardship. But we are clearly and have been committed to environmental stewardship and will continue to find ways to improve our earth-friendly practices all around the world. You know, Dr. Shaklee created Basic H and Basic L, which were early biodegradable, non-toxic, phosphate-free, concentrated, recyclable packaging. You know, we were green way before other companies were doing that. Well, we were green way back in the early days before these things were, you know, generally adopted by, you know, by the our governments and other companies as well. And it's something that he believed in, and it's something that we've continued to foster over the years. Just one of the things, one of our achievements is that Shaklee's the first company in the world to obtain climate neutral certification and totally offset CO2 emissions, having a net zero impact on the environment. And if you go to the website, that's the link that's there, you can see our list of achievements. And every year we're doing more to ensure that we may maintain our climate neutrality and our stewardship of the planet. Our 2024 goals on the next slide are listed here. Again, we're looking to reduce annual plastic use by an estimated 38,000 pounds by switching all LifeShake canisters to resealable bags. I happen to love those. I love the canisters, but I have enough of those to store my oats and flour and stuff like that at home. But the resealable bags are more environmentally friendly. They're space savers, and so I'm very supportive of this. Make sure more of our packaging gets recycled and upcycled by providing simple online instructions for customers, and incorporate more reusable, compostable, and refillable packaging with future products. Again, just more for our commitment to the health of the planet. For 2025, we're looking beyond, on the next slide, we're even looking to what we're going to do for next year. And that is our commitment is to have 100% of all packaging and shipping material to be recyclable, reusable, refillable, compostable, or made with PCR materials. And we want to go beyond carbon neutral. Our climate neutral initiative will cover all Scope 3 carbon emissions, including those produced by our suppliers, shipping partners, employees, and more. And I could go on and on about this, but I think that in a nutshell sort of summarizes what I believe to be sort of the main tenets of the Shaklee difference. They are what have kept me here at the company, and I believe many of you out there in the field are here because of these tenets, these missions, I think. And I hope that that was a little informational for you. And it was a pleasure for me to share that with you. So now I want to just say and introduce a very dear friend of mine, someone I've known for a long time, and a very dear friend of you. And this is Dr. Jamie McManus. And I can't say enough about Dr. Jamie McManus because I've worked with her now for about 20 years. And I will say, when she first came to the company, I'll tell this story. When she first came to this company, she came from a company I wasn't too fond of necessarily. And I had lots of scrutinizing eyes for her. And I will say this very quickly, she won me over with her commitment to health and wellness. And I think she should have been here at Shaklee all the time. Her commitment to safety, good science, clinical research. She was a mentor, a friend, a strong leader. And I am so happy to be back working with her in this group. And we'll see how far we can take it. So, Dr. Jamie, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Thank you, Les. And wow, don't we just love Les Wong? And wasn't that just a fantastic presentation? Thank you so much. And I have the great pleasure of being able to walk you through the health resource site this morning, because, again, we have a strong commitment to not only doing the science, but being able to have everyone understand the science and share the science. And so we're gonna give you a little tutorial here this morning, because our health resource site really is the place where we showcase our research. Our research goes back 40 to 45 years, when there wasn't always a strong orientation towards nutrition research. And so we've been some of the thought leaders and carrying the banner of trying to understand just what nutrition does for our health and well-being. We also want people to understand our ingredients and be able to, because people have a lot of questions about that these days, as well as there's a tremendous amount of information, some of it correct, a lot of it correct, a lot of it not so accurate. And so we also take the time and effort and spend the dollars to be able to showcase, not showcase, but demonstrate and educate as to our perspective on various topics of interest. So, Kathy, if we can go to the we're going to walk you through here on shackley.com. We can go scroll down to the bottom, and where it says clinical studies and ingredient glossary, you can click on that. So right from shackley.com. And here you are, here we are on the health resource site. And Kathy, first let's go back up. Across the top, there's the top navigation, which is the Shackley Science Ingredient Glossary. It's health news and about us. We're going to come back to that. We're going to go now to the right side of the landing page, and this is the topics of interest. We have two hot off the press, just posted, brand new articles written by our one of our wonderful research scientists, Dr. Maciej Czaikowski. Try to say that three times in a row. And he has written this article, which again is to help everyone understand the facts versus the disinformation that's out there on the web, and in discussing the difference and the myths around methylfolate and folic acid. And so I think you'll find that very interesting and definitely reflects the current state of the science. You have to realize there's no editorial board on the internet. So we can have anything out there that is essentially oftentimes disinformation or just someone's opinion that's not backed in fact. We deal with facts and exactly. We deal with published science. We deal with following the recommendations of the expert authorities out there in any given category of health and well-being. The second article is called Cracking the Seed Oil Code. There's also a lot of information out there that seed oils are inflammatory, and having a drop of soybean oil will initiate inflammation. There's absolutely just no truth to that. And this goes through the whole outline and discussion of these seed oils and the fact that they're actually essential oils. Our bodies don't make them, and we do need to take them in dietarily. We don't need large amounts of them. We don't want to have fried foods. But these seed oils are absolutely essential nutrients. So again, this allows you not only to educate yourself, because as ambassadors, you want to be up to date and providing the relevant and accurate information to your consumers and to your organization. So you have the ability to educate yourself as well as share it with others. And so let's go down to Shackley Science, Kathy. And then that opens up to the Shackley Science. And this is a complete repository of all of our published studies. Again, this is something that is quite remarkable in our industry. Other companies don't do what we do. And you can see all these different studies. So if we let's click on the complete research archive, and you've seen this in Les's presentation this morning. So they're in reverse chronological order, meaning that the most recent study that's been published is the 142, going back down to number one. 142 is landmark two. Let's go to 140. and we'll read about this study. So every one of the 142 studies, we have a why was this study done? So this is consumer-friendly, non-scientist language that explains why the study was done, what the study found. And then when you go down to click here to read the publication, it'll open up to the publication. Hopefully. There we go. And this is again the actual publication so that you can share this with others. So for your non-scientists, we have the why the study was done, what the study showed, and then for your scientific consumers, they can actually read the study. Well, let's go down to Kathy to 134. Hi. 134. There we go. Read about this study. And this is the first major weight loss study that was done by Dr. Westcott in Quincy, Massachusetts. And this again talks about the Shapley 180 program and why the study was done, what the study found. And you can click on read the study publication. And so again, for the skeptical people, again, this is published in a very reputable Journal of Exercise Physiology. And again, these are our partners. Rita LaRosa Loud is one of our longtime Shapley ambassadors and was our partner in facilitating this outstanding study that allows us to not only validate that the Shapley 180 program is effective for weight loss, but also for weight maintenance. So again, you could read this all day long and just get a warm glow about how wonderful Shapley is. Ingredient glossary, Kathy, the next step. And again, this just puts in alphabetical order every ingredient that is utilized in a Shapley product is listed here, and we'll click on calcium, and it essentially goes through the sourcing of the ingredient, the major health benefits, if there's any caution about them. And so this is we'll click over to L. There we go, lemon balm. So now when it's an herbal ingredient, it'll talk about where the plant is grown, what part of it we utilize, and again, the health benefits. We're gonna go to T. There we go. We can actually, there we go. So again, turmeric, again, where the herb is grown. How we use it as an ingredient in our product, and then the health benefits. So again, and then just to finish up, health news. Again, these are timely articles that may help you answer questions about our product, our perspective. Some of this is not product specific, but rather ingredient and scientific research and health news related articles. So this is what we would call third party science, and it allows you to again educate yourself and educate others. And then finally, the About Us section. There we go. And this is again, we can't put Les's presentation here because it would. Well, we actually may put Les's presentation here, but this is essentially going through the basic principles that we follow in creating our product, studying our product, testing to validate our product, and our very high quality standards. We have a whole team of people that, again, this is the picture. It looks like. Looks like they're mafia pictures to me, but these are some of our scientists standing outside our Shapley Research and Development facility in Pleasanton. Okay, so that's That's a lot of information we've provided this morning. And now we're going to jump over to our next topic, which is Dr. Aaron and I talking about stress and mood. And this is a very timely topic. Again, this is our April focus. And it's definitely a stressful world out there. I don't think we really need to spend a lot of time trying to convince people that mental and emotional well-being is a big topic out there. There's certainly a growing awareness of how stress affects our health and well-being. I read a recent survey from the American Psychological Association, and it was kind of shocking. But there are 27% of the people that they spoke to, so almost 30%, who basically say that on most days they feel so stressed that they cannot function, that they cannot function. And the data skewed to the younger as being more stressed. So the younger adults, ages 18 to 34, 60% felt they were so stressed that they had a hard time functioning. And 76% of all of those in the survey felt that they had at least one health-related symptom on a regular basis related to stress. So it was either headaches, fatigue, feeling nervous, not sleeping well. So we know that stress is a big issue. But I wanted to take just a minute to help us all understand that stress and our stress response that our body makes is actually not all bad. We think of stress as bad. But think about you're chopping your vegetables for your nice shackly stir fry, and you cut your finger. Well, you don't have to think about the stress response. Your body just flies into action and sends clotting factors to that wound so that you don't bleed to death. And then a whole series of immune support and tissue healing compounds are sent to the area of the wound so that won't get a secondary infection, that you have good healing. So this is the acute stress response that, again, our bodies are programmed that is very protective. Chronic stress now, when we are under stress constantly and don't have some of the coping mechanisms in place to address and help you deal with the stress, then that's when the chronic stress happens with chronic increases in heart rate and blood pressure. Your adrenal glands put out cortisol, your hormones change. So there's a lot of kind of downstream trickle effects of stress. But although we cannot eliminate stress, I wish we could, we certainly can help people learn how to manage it. So next slide, Kathy. So again, and you know I always start with healthy diet. We are what we eat, and so we want to be a colorful array of fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lean protein, and these provide us with the fuel that not only fuels our body but fuels our mind and fuels our emotional state of well-being. So this is also important. And on the counter side of eating a healthy diet with your colorful plate is minimizing to eliminating the ultra-processed foods and fast foods and fried food. And these are all things that contribute to fueling that undergrade, low-grade inflammation. Other things that you can do as coping mechanism, I'm a firm believer in exercise. It's absolutely what has allowed me to lead a very busy and active lifestyle. And that 30 minutes every day is a minimum. And I recommend scheduling it. We have to prioritize it. Getting enough sleep. Again, there'll be those that say, "Oh, I don't need that much sleep." Let me tell you for sure that the sleep studies are very clear. Adults need 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. That's on a regular basis. And again, you prioritize your life. So you go through all the sleep hygiene principles to make sure that you are getting the adequate amount of sleep. And to get help, whether that's meditation tapes, relaxation support system, et cetera. So again, we can't eliminate stress, but we can help people manage it. And now, Aaron, let's take it away and talk about our latest and greatest multitasker that is going to help us not only help manage stress, but feel better about it as the day goes by.
Thank you, Dr. Jamie. Okay, Jamie, Les, if you all haven't had a chance to look at the chat, it's kind of making me emotional. Make sure you do because everyone here just loves you so much. So I have the opportunity to present to you all frequently, and it is always be on behalf of this group. Really, this is making me emotional. So it is so good to bring this team together and be in front of you all. And we're just thrilled to be able to do this once a month now. So with that, I will jump into Cheer Up and Chill Out. I know this is a product that we all have been very patiently waiting for. So in just a few short weeks, this is going to be available for you all to purchase and to share with your customers. And I am confident this is going to be an incredible success. So, I'm just going to very quickly revisit some of the stuff that we've shared with you previously, but I think a refresher is always of value. So, Cheer Up and Chill Out is a strawberry flavored gummy. So, the other products in our multitasker line are drinks and capsules. This is our one gummy, again, strawberry flavored. The serving size is one gummy a day, but this is one of those products that if you feel like you need a little additional support, you can take up to two gummies per day. If you're looking for just general stress relief, general mood boosting benefits, we recommend that you take that one gummy first thing in the morning. But if you're one of those people who can anticipate stressful events, maybe your kids are coming home from school, your grandkids are coming home from school, maybe your spouse is coming home from work or for the day. We recommend that you take that gummy about an hour, 30 minutes before that stress-inducing event. So again, just for general support, first thing in the morning, but if you are taking it for a specific event, take it about 30 minutes to an hour before that stress-inducing event. So just like all of our multitaskers, Cheer Up and Chill Out is designed to deliver two-in-one nutrition. So it's addressing two benefits in one product. And as Jamie mentioned, this product is for supporting stress and mood. And these are two benefits that definitely are two need states that definitely go hand in hand. Oftentimes, when you're stressed out, it can affect your mood. Definitely, if you're struggling with mood, this can have implications on your stress. So these are two benefits that we feel very much complement each other. Now, if we look at the ingredients in Cheer Up and Chill Out, so for stress reduction, each gummy is formulated with a blend of ashwagandha and L-theanine. So it has 50 milligrams of ashwagandha, and then that's an adaptogen, and then 100 milligrams of L-theanine. And that's a clinically tested amount of L-theanine. L-theanine is really the star of the show in this product. It is an amino acid. I know we've talked about amino acids quite a bit previously. That's, again, those building blocks of proteins. I like to speak to them as Legos. So just those individual Legos. amino acids that go together to make protein. So L-theanine is an amino acid, and it's naturally found in green tea leaves, dried green tea leaves. That's for stress. And then for mood, each gummy contains 30 milligrams of saffron, as well as two B vitamins. So specifically vitamin B6 and vitamin B12. It has 17 milligrams of B6 and 24 micrograms of vitamin B12. So just in terms of how exactly these ingredients work to support stress and mood, I'll start on the stress side with L-theanine. So again, this is really the hero ingredient in this product. If you go back one, sorry, Kathy, we'll jump to that in a second. I have a lot of information on this slide. But L-theanine, so how it works, I can't remember if I mentioned, but this is actually a pretty fast-acting product. Like I said, if you can anticipate those stress-inducing events, you can take it 30 minutes to an hour before, and again, feel those benefits. And how it works is it increases electrical activity in your brain. So actually, alpha brain waves. And those brain waves are associated with a really relaxed, calm sense. So if you look at people who are meditating, who are really, really relaxed, what we see is that those alpha waves or that electrical activity is increased in the brains of those people. And that's exactly what L-theanine does. It's going to increase the activity of those alpha brain waves, those brain waves that are associated with the relaxed, calm state, to deliver those specific benefits. And then saffron, I think oftentimes, we think about saffron as a spice, but it also has some mood boosting benefits as well. So how it does this is it's kind of twofold. I think this is a really cool ingredient story. So first of all, it increases the neurotransmitter serotonin. And serotonin is a chemical in our brain that is linked to feeling really good. And then the other really cool thing that saffron does is not only is it increasing serotonin levels, but it's also helping to balance the stress hormone cortisol. And this is important because cortisol can actually inhibit serotonin. So it kind of acts like the cortisol kind of acts like a roadblock for that serotonin. So really by doing these two things, so saffron acting in these two ways, one by increasing the serotonin levels, and then again by balancing those cortisol levels to remove that roadblock, it's going to help. It's just really this natural way to help support your mood. And then finally, the last set of ingredients in Cheer Up and Chill Out are those B vitamins, so vitamins B6 and B12. And there's a lot of research out there showing that if you're not getting enough of these B vitamins, if you have low blood levels of B vitamins, it can have a negative effect on your mood. So really what we're trying to do is fill those nutrient gaps. This is something we talk about a lot at Shaklee, that foundational nutrition, making sure you're getting all of those essential nutrients that you need. So we're filling those nutrient gaps to really help support a healthy mood. Okay, so next, who is Cheer Up and Chill Out for? And this can lead us into the next set of slides, Kathy. But this is really intended, it's formulated for adults. I know we get this question a lot related to all of our products, but if you're 18 and over, Cheer Up and Chill Out is for you. And of course, if you're looking for support for occasional stress and occasional mood, Cheer Up and Chill Out is for you. It is unfortunately not for kiddos. If your kiddo or a kiddo that you know is dealing with stress or a mood-related challenge, we always encourage you to talk to their pediatrician. It's also not intended for women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. We share this information with you a lot. Cheer Up and Chill Out does have some herbal ingredients in it. And herbal ingredients, just they haven't been tested in this audience. So they haven't been tested in women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. That doesn't mean they're not safe. It's just that these ingredients haven't been tested in that audience. So we're always very cautious. So do not recommend Cheer Up and Chill Out for that audience. And then one final disclaimer, speaking on behalf of Dr. Jamie. If you have a customer or you yourself is on medication, we always encourage you to speak to your healthcare professional before using Cheer Up and Chill Out. Okay, so this leads us into, I know we've shared this table with you previously. I'm going to show you just in a minute where you can find it. But can you use Cheer Up and Chill Out with, do we have stress relief complex? There you go. Can you use it with stress relief complex? Our point of view is no, just use one. And it's not necessarily for safety reasons, but these are really redundant products. They're serving a similar purpose. So our recommendation is that you just use one, either Cheer Up and Chill Out or a stress relief complex. If stress relief complex is working great for you, great, continue using it. If you're curious about whether Cheer Up and Chill Out might work better, you know, stop stress relief, try Cheer Up and Chill Out. But here is a nice little table summarizing similarities and differences across the two products. I'm going to go through this quickly because I want to be mindful of everyone's time for our Q&A. But, you know, really short description of the two. You can see the ingredients, similarities, and differences. Of course, the distinction with Cheer Up and Chill Out is it has those stress-reducing ingredients, but also the mood-boosting ingredients as well, with saffron and the B6 and B12. It's a gummy versus a caplet for stress relief complex. Points of difference. You can see the added mood boosting benefits with Cheer Up and Chill Out, as well as it being a fruit flavored gummy versus a caplet. And then with all of these tables, we have a nice little who is this for. If you go to the next one, this is going to compare Cheer Up and Chill Out to Mood Lift. Again, we recommend you use one or the other, but not both. You can see ingredient differences with the mood boosting ingredients. And then, of course, we have the added stress benefits with Cheer Up and Chill Out, gummy form factor versus a caplet. Points of difference, and then who is it for? And then, really quickly, if you let me share my screen, Kathy. Okay, so, oh my goodness, do I know how to do this? Share screen, yes. Can everyone see my screen? Okay, so is everyone familiar with our product detail pages? So, we internally refer to these as PDPs, but if you use the search function up here and just search for Cheer Up and Chill Out, you'll be taken to this page. And this page is really a wealth of knowledge. If you have any questions related to Cheer Up and Chill Out specifically, or any product in general, if you go to the PDP, I'm fairly confident you're going to find the answer. So I thought I'd spend just a minute or two kind of helping navigate this page. Cheer Up and Chill Out, because this line is a little bit different. We have some fun visuals, images up front for this product, you know, showing the two-in-one nutrition, the specific benefits that the product delivers. But this is what we see on all of our product pages. A little short description. So if you don't have a lot of time, your customer doesn't have a lot of time, they can read the short description and really understand what the intention of the product is. A little bit longer description. If you continue to scroll down, we have, you know, these are all default collapse, but if you open them up, product details, you're going to see some a little bit more detailed information about the product. This is where you'll find directions. Also, that product info sheet can be linked to here. So if you click on that, this is a great tool that you can download, you can print. It has, again, that description of the product. It has our supplement facts. You can find all the information about what ingredients are included in this product, why we love it, you know, so attributes, vegan, gluten-free, non-dairy, in addition to the benefits that the product delivers. We have FAQs in this info sheet. So a lot of those questions you're probably asking, as well as here's where you can find those tables. So wealth of knowledge here. If you go back to the info sheet, that's under product details. We have proven science. So in our multitaskers, we kind of decided to lean into a lot of the information that Dr. Jamie shared. You know, what are some strategies to help support mood and stress? What role do the nutrients we've included in this product, how do they support you? We have FAQs. This is where you can find our product label, a nice little banner highlighting all the attributes. We have this really fun section that highlights, you know, some background information. Again, you can find this in health resources, but we also have it very appropriately placed on the product detail page, information about every ingredient included in the product and what it is for. And then we have a nice video at the very bottom. You can find our references. So if you're looking for those studies that support the ingredients in the product, you know, that clinically proven amount of L-theanine that I mentioned, you can find them here. Okay, so make sure you're using health resources and utilizing our product detail pages, because there is a whole wealth of information there. Okay, I am going to turn it over to Torrance to go through some of our Q&As. As I mentioned, we're going to stop recording now. So if you are on Facebook Live, jump over to the Zoom or the webinar, and I will hand it over to Torrance.
Yeah, Erin, it's a lot of activity in the chat and in the Q&A. And I also want to co-sign. There's a lot of love being shown to the team, especially Les and Dr. J. So it's really, really cool to see. All right, really quick.